Call meeting to order. House, this is the 29th meeting in the House Community Regional Affairs. Today is Wednesday, May 15, 1991, at 1:30 p.m. Note for the record, there is a quorum. Representative Gonzalez, Representative Mackey, Representative Baker, and Representative Betty Davis are present. Today's meeting, we're going to hear Senate Bill 284, sponsored by Senator Eliason. Senator is in a very important meeting right now and can't be here. However, his staff is available to present the bill to us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Sheila Peterson, staff to Senator Eliason. As Representative Mackey did mention, Senator Eliason is at a meeting and he apologizes for not being here. But he would like me to read into the record his statement that he would have presented. Senate Bill 284 is a housekeeping measure intended to correct some inaccuracies which were inadvertently used in a bill that passed last year. For many years, state law has provided that 50% of all fish taxes collected by the state in a municipality or borough would be shared back to the local government. The idea behind this sharing of the fish tax revenue is to help communities impacted by fisheries activities with the extra expense of providing harbors, water, sewer, and so on. But there are very many communities which sustain major impacts from larger fishing fleets which don't have the actual processing plant within their boundaries and therefore do not receive the share fish tax. So last session, the legislature passed House Bill 456 to allow those communities to share in the revenues collected by the state from processors which were out of the organized borough, and therefore more fully met the purpose of the shared fish tax law. The intent of House Bill 456 was to include the revenues collected from all processors located outside the municipalities and share it back to the communities that qualified under the criteria that was established by the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. But a problem has arisen due to the word in the bill which inadvertently prevents the bill from fulfilling the intent of the legislature. The word is floating. In two places of this legislation, processors outside the city or borough limits were described as floating processors. This evidently stemmed from an inaccurate assumption by the Department of Revenue that processors away from the communities were the floating ones. As it turns out, a number of the processors in the unorganized boroughs were technically shore-based and not floating. The fiscal note prepared by Revenue and passed out with the bill did include all the revenue outside the cities and boroughs, and all the testimony and discussion throughout the legislative process assume the same thing. So it was clearly that everyone meant to include all of it. The dilemma now is that without the taking the word of floating out of the statutory language we enacted last year, only a portion of the revenue that we intended to be shared with the municipalities can be. So Senator Eliason urges the committee to pass Senate Bill 284 to make this correction and to allow the legislation that was passed last year to be worked out as it was intended.
Thank you, Sheila. Any questions? Just point out for the committee that there are two fiscal notes. They're both zero fiscal notes from the Department of Revenue and also Department of Community and Regional Affairs. Also, a note for the information of the committee in your packet is a letter of support from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gonzalez.
Yeah, so actually what we're doing here is just adding the taking care of the language, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's just pretty much a house cleaning, and I don't see any problems with the bill, and I recommend we move it with individual recs. Representative Baker has moved the bill with individual recommendations. Any objection? I note for the record that Scott Burgess was present to answer questions, so all those questions have been taken care of. The bill is gone.
Thank you very much.
We don't have anything else. We're just sitting on the chair.
No more meetings, right?
Unless
you approve.
Yeah, we were assigned one bill today, 330 Brownsville.
Is it Baker's, Gonzalez's, or Davis's?
If it's not, it doesn't get heard.
It's dead. I like that.
Who's the dedicated Brownsville?
Kate Brown, yeah. I tried to call her office to see what she wanted to do with it.
Which bill is it?
Which bill?
No, I haven't.
Well, has she contacted us and there's some urgency?
We didn't get out until 7 o'clock last night.
Most likely, probably has a ton of committees and referrals. We've got to have something to work on in the interim.
No, on the investment pool?
We've got to have something in the interim to work on.
What?
Well, we've got to hold some bills.
I don't know.
Oh, sure.
My mail.
Project labor agreement. We're also known for the record. Representative Phillips is here, but we're still on record. Representative Gail Phillips is present.
Happy birthday, Gail. Friday is my birthday.
The birthday girl.
Great.
I haven't seen you since I stopped.
What's that?
Friday?
Yee-hoo!
Me and Boyer are going to practice something more.
Oh, yeah, you guys are so good.
I'll look at it. How's that?
Anybody want a cookie?
I already ate half.
Well, that was real good. Is this our last meeting?
We're just at the call. Somebody jammed some bill over to us.
Okay, I'll pass it.
We'll work on it. I'll try to get you some more bills. If we have anything to move, we'll come right in under 24-hour rule or something. But otherwise, we've met 29 times.
Good.
And that's one out of every 4 days that we're here. I think that's pretty good.
That's real good.
This was a good committee.
A group shot.
We've got to act like we're really paying attention to this thing.
I'm trying to be serious.
Get up.
Happy birthday.
There we go. All right.
Good. Okay.